Temperatures in the fields are extremely high, and peanuts are suffering. Conditions from USDA say that despite the intermittent rain we had a week ago, fields have quickly dried out due to high temperatures. Peanut producers observed their crop beginning to wilt in the hot temperatures and noted concern that limited rainfall in the coming weeks could further jeopardize the remaining soil moisture. Producers continue to scout for disease and insect pressure, such as white mold, tomato spotted wilt virus, and stink bugs and spider mites. In Alabama, things were still very dry all week long. Temperatures were slightly lower in some areas, but overall it was another dry week. Dryland peanuts were starting to suffer under the heat, and there were reports of white mold activity on peanuts due to the high humidity. Overall in Florida, 9% of their crop is dug and gone to the barn. Most of the state reserved an adequate to moderate amount of rainfall, with the Panhandle being the only region that experienced little to none in the last week. Temperatures cooled slightly, but record temperatures were expected during the coming week as the crop is under threat. Peanut digging began in most parts of the state. It'll be right up with their early historical progress about this time in Florida. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.